Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Victorious Living. Today is a really special day for believers everywhere because today is what is called Good Friday. And of course we know that on Good Friday we celebrate the and commemorate the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We remember the sacrifice that he made for us, that he gave his life that we might live. And we've seen many versions of the crucifixion over the years through Hollywood's eyes and what have you, but the reality is that it was a gruesome and horrific act of murder. And yet Jesus endured such suffering so that we would not die and be eternally condemned to hell. And so today we certainly, if no other day, want to tell God thank you for all that he has done for us, for the sacrifice of Christ, for the fact that because he died, we can live. So I hope that you are remembering him today in a more special and intimate and personal way than ever before. So thank God for the shed blood of Jesus. At our church last night, at Hope Fellowship Church, under the direction of Bishop Derek T. Triplett here in Daytona Beach, Florida, we had a tremendous service. Maundy Thursday service, Bishop preached a powerful message, "I'll Take the Towel." And he came from John chapter 13, where we see the scene of Jesus with his disciples washing their feet. And then he did a foot washing service as an act of humility and a reminder of the fact that we are called to serve one another. And the way that we serve Christ is by serving one another. And so I want to challenge you today to think about what can you do? What can you do to make a difference? In what way might you serve your fellow man? Every month, our ministry focuses on a particular topic. Last month, we spent the entire month, our intercessory prayer ministry spent the entire month praying for family, and we continue to do that. But at the beginning of a new month, we change our focus. And so this month, we are focusing on giving and generosity. And so every day throughout the month of April, we will focus on giving and generosity. How can we live more generous, more giving lives? And so let me just mention also that the Lord just orchestrated this so beautifully. We were introduced to some of you who have ever visited our website know that we have a section called the Reading Room. And in the Reading Room, we have books by various authors on a broad range of topics, from self-improvement to inspirational and motivational. We have children's books. We have just all kinds of books. So we want to encourage you to go to our website and get familiar and to support these authors. When you order their books, you are supporting them. We, for all of the books, the authors and the books that are listed on our site, we have a link for you to go right to their website or to Amazon or wherever so that you can purchase their books. We don't sell their books, but we do give them space on our website to try to help them reach a broader market. So we want to ask you to be sure that you go and check out the books in the Reading Room. But I said all that to say this week we had someone refer to us, a young lady by the name of Cynthia Dickens out of the Chicagoland area. And Cynthia has written a book entitled Be a Cheerful Giver. And we just thought it was so appropriate that as we are launching our giving and generosity focus for the month of April, that we came across her book. But let me tell you, this young woman is a giver. Here are some of the things that she said, her testimony about God, how she has given her way to abundance. Last year, I paid off my mortgage in 7 years in a brand new development, a $274,000 loan. She bought her mother a brand new Nissan Sentra 2014 cash. She bought her own new car this year cash. And she says, I know that I am able to be above always, never beneath because of my giving. She is a giver. So I want to invite you to go to our website, www.vl-ministries.org. Go to the reading room and get on her website and get a copy of this book. For those of you who are in the local area here in Central Florida, Daytona Beach, Palm Coast area, we actually have copies of her book in a Better Life bookstore, which is the bookstore at Hope Fellowship Church, which is my church. So you need to get a copy of this book. And she talks about how God has taught her to give her way to abundance. Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? It sounds like if you give it away, you're not going to have it. But that's a worldly principle. But in the kingdom of God, when we give, the word of the Lord says we do receive. We don't give to receive. We receive because we give. Amen. So we just praise God for this edition of this wonderful book and for this young author and for the fact that she is on to it. She's on to it. God has used her to help the rest of us understand the power of being a giver and the power of living generously. Amen. So we want to invite you to get your hands on that book. Okay, so as always, we also want to invite you to join us for prayer twice each week, Monday evening, from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Wednesday mornings from 6:30 to 7 o'clock a.m. Powerful, powerful times of intercessory prayer. We would love to have you join us. It's just what we do is pray. There's no preaching and all of that. We just absolutely go into focused prayers, crying out to God and believing Him to answer our prayers and to help us in our time of need. You can call 712-432-3066, and the access code is 930692. All right? So join us for both times or either time, or just send us your prayer request if you're not able to be with us, but you would like to have prayer. We would love to pray for you. We have a whole team of people that's what they do. They pray for the ministry. They pray for the prayer requests that come into the ministry. We take prayer very, very seriously because we have seen firsthand what the power of prayer can do. And friends, I'm telling you today, we are living in a time where we must pray. We must pray. We must pray. So we believe God to hear and to answer our prayers. All right? So again, we're always, always delighted, always blessed to know that you're there, to know that you are listening, to know that God is speaking to you. And also, let me just say, while we're on the air this morning, excuse me, we would love to receive your prayer requests and pray for you right in the middle of whatever else we're doing. There is nothing more important than praying. So if you have a prayer request at this moment, just email it to us at victoriousmin, VictoriousMin, @att.net. VictoriousMin@att.net. We also want to give a shout out to Sister Pat Brown, one of our wonderful friends and supporters of the ministry. Had some health challenges, and God has just taken her through so wonderfully. And I'm telling you, if you didn't know that she was sick, you wouldn't know. Well, she's not anymore because God has healed her. But even when this started over a year ago, we just watched her walk through with such grace and strength in the power of God. And she had some additional tests a couple of weeks ago, went back this week to get the results, and we praise God for the good report, hallelujah, that she got from the doctor. And she was so confident when I spoke with her that all was well, and I was confident too, and she was right. God did it again. And so we just want to say God bless you, Sister Pat. You are a shining example of what the power of prayer and the word of God will do in the life of anyone who chooses to trust him. Amen. So we are just grateful for all of you being with us today. So, all right, let's have a word of prayer, and then let's look at just a very brief word that God has given us. Don't forget, send us your prayer request, VictoriousMin, VictoriousMin, @att.net. Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, and we praise you and we thank you, God, for this time with our listeners. Thank you for those who count it not robbery to come and to listen and to share and to learn and to grow in you together. Bless us, Lord, and let your word have free course today. Minister to us at our point of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it is Good Friday, and so I thought that I would just take a moment and remind us of one of the utterances of Jesus from the cross. This morning in our newsletter, I talked about, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But for this time, I just want to focus very briefly on John chapter 19, verse 28, where it says, later knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. I am thirsty, or I thirst, in another translation. And, you know, as I thought about those words from Jesus, I realized a couple of things, that in spite of the reality and the intensity of his physical thirst, I believe that there was something else that was being expressed, something totally different than physical thirst in this fifth utterance. And underlying his physical thirst, I want to suggest to us that there was another kind of thirst that Jesus experienced. The word thirst, or to be thirsty, is found 5 times in the Gospel of John, in addition to the scripture that I just read. And all 5 references are in context referring to spiritual thirst rather than physical thirst. It's used 3 times in John 4:13 through 15 in the course of Jesus' discussion with the woman at the well. And so he offers himself to her as the one who can give her living water. And he goes on to say that whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. That's John chapter 14. All right, then in John 6:35, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. And then again in John 7:37 and 38, Jesus declared, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him. Now, taking all these scriptures into account, we can see that this thirst that Jesus was speaking about is a spiritual thirst. It's a craving for God. It's a longing, excuse me, that operates deep within the heart of every human being. It's a longing that's created in the image of God, and it's a thirst that Jesus and Jesus alone can satisfy. So when Jesus says here at Calvary, I am thirsty, I am convinced that it wasn't just for water. Well, for sure, he was physically thirsty, but his physical thirst was the result of his physical suffering. But I want you to think about it. His physical thirst was only the tip of the iceberg, because his true thirst was spiritual. When Jesus was hanging there on Calvary, he was thirsting for his Father, from whom he was separated. He was paying the penalty for the sins of the whole world. And there's a simple truth that we can't afford to miss. And that truth is about substitution. The substitutionary nature of Jesus' death on the cross is expressed clearly when he says, I am thirsty. Jesus gave us some promises in the earlier passages. Listen, he said, whoever drinks this water will never thirst again. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him. But here in John 19, we see the source of those promises. The promises that Jesus made are based on his own thirst on the cross. Oh, come on, see this. The promises are based on what he accomplished at Calvary. The truth of the fifth utterance on the cross is that we don't need to be thirsty. Our thirst can be quenched, that thirst that is shaped in the image of God, because Jesus was thirsty for us. So listen, friends, whatever we're thirsty for, it's in him. We don't need to look for another. Everything that we're longing for, the love that we all desire, the acceptance, the approval, the peace, the security, the joy, the hope, everything that we desire, it's already given to us in Christ Jesus. Oh, isn't that good news on this Good Friday? That is awesome news on this Good Friday. Everything we need, it's in Jesus. We already have it in him. The prophet Isaiah says in chapter 55 and verse 1, Ho, come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. Spurgeon writes of Isaiah 55 and 1. Ho, this is the gospel note, a short, significant appeal, urging you to be wise enough to attend to your own interests. Listen what he says. Oh, the condescension of God, that he should, as it were, become a beggar to his own creature and stoop from the magnificence of his glory to cry, ho, to foolish, ungrateful men. The invitation has been extended. Come and drink from the fountain that never runs dry. Oh, my. Remember that hymn that says there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. That's what Jesus is offering you and me today. He says, I am thirsty, but I'm thirsty. Jesus is thirsty so that we don't have to be thirsty. The gap that sin created between us and the Father, Jesus' thirst bridged that gap so that we don't have to live in a dry and a desert place. But he has promised us that the water that he gives us to drink will spring up in us into wells of living water, but not just for now, but for all eternity. Oh, God, how we bless the Lord for the gift of salvation, for the reality of Calvary, for the finished work of the cross. No one can add to it, and no one can take anything from it. It is a finished work. It's a done deal. Praise God. So today, I pray that your heart is feeling encouraged. I pray that you are experiencing the joy and the peace of knowing that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But not only your own name, what about the names of your family members, of your loved ones, of your children, of your spouse, of your parents? Some of us receive Christ even before our parents, but we want them to live with Jesus throughout all eternity, because that's where we're going to be, because we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And so today, as we think about the goodness of Jesus, as we reflect on that old rugged cross, on that bloody, gruesome death, the suffering that he experienced for us, then we ought to tell God, thank you, but we also need to yield ourselves to him. The Lord had given me a quick little revelation just last week in some of my own devotional time or whatever, when he says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you submit your bodies as a living sacrifice. And you know, the Lord said to me that there are too many people who want to experience him on this cerebral or intellectual or esoteric or philosophical level. But he said, I want your bodies. I want you to submit your bodies as a living sacrifice. I have given you a body to live in, and it is necessary that you yield your members to me. You must yield that part of you to me that is most prone to sin, and that's your flesh, your body. Amen. And so, listen, it's not enough for us to say, oh, we're just in love with Jesus, and we're living for Jesus, and we're doing everything that we want to do in our bodies, committing fornication and adultery and overeating and overdrinking and using drugs and abusing medication. Listen, submit your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's your spiritual service. God is calling for people that we yield ourselves to him. Is that you today? Are you willing to yield your body to the Lord? We've received a prayer request for a great-grandmother asking for prayer for her little great-grandson who has to have emergency surgery. Oh, God, let's pray. Father, we come in your name this morning, and we thank you that there is nothing too hard for you. Lord, we lift up this baby before you now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that for the doctors and for the parents and the grandparents and the great-grandparents, this is an emergency. They were caught off guard. But, Lord, before the foundation of the world, you saw this day, and you already made provision for it. And so we thank you now that nothing catches you by surprise. Father, thank you that you are still Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our God, that heals. And so we pray now in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you would touch this child, God, and that you would raise him up, that even though he has to go through this surgery, that you would guide the hand of the physicians, that you would shield him, that even after the surgery that there be no infection, that there be no complications, that, God, you would give him a speedy recovery. We pray for the little baby that we saw on the news the other day in Alabama, who was born without a nose. God, there are so many things. We pray for the family of the mother in Connecticut who shot her two daughters and killed herself. Lord, we pray for the woman who took her little baby boy, 18 months old, in a bathroom up in New York and apparently strangled or smothered him. Lord Jesus, we pray for the safety and the well-being of the children today. We pray that the hearts of parents and grandparents and great-grandparents would be turned to you. God, we pray that they would hear your voice and not another. Lord, the children are helpless. God, if you don't protect them, if you don't shield them, then they will perish. But we praise you now that you are a great God and you are greatly to be praised and that you're moving by your spirit. I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice. God, I pray that even as we approach Resurrection Day, that, Lord, we would be mindful that it's not about new clothes and all of that. And we thank you for those things, God. But, Lord, we ask you to help us to remember that we celebrate Christ, him crucified, him resurrected, and the fact that he's alive now and forevermore. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for getting out of the grave, that the grave could not hold your body down. We bless you and we honor you. Take us through this day. Shield us and protect us, Lord. Keep us, Lord, under the dripping of your blood. Bless us and make us a blessing. Help us to live generously for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us today. God bless you as you celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you, appreciate you, but most importantly, Jesus loves you more. Until we meet again, keep walking in victory.